Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the virtue and the merit of altruistic and self-sacrificing people. As you know, we are currently in the month of Muharram. This is a very significant month in the Islamic calendar. As you know, it is the month in which Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions and some of his closest relatives and kin were martyred brutally on the plains of Karbala because they opposed the injustices and oppression of the government of their time. And for this, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and sad occasion. Altruistic people have been praised in the Holy Quran in many places. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they are as well for those who settled in the land and abided in faith before them, who love those who migrate toward them and do not find in their breasts any need for that which is given to them, but prefer the immigrants to themselves, though poverty be their own lot. And those who are saved from their own greed, it is they who are the felicious. Which is an allusion to the altruism and self-sacrifice of the helpers, the Ansar, who helped the Muhajirin, the migrants who migrated from Mecca to Medina. And in this verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty praises them in the way that you just saw. In this blessed and very noble hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he speaks about the self-sacrifice and altruism of the family of the Holy Prophet Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following in regards to the verse, they give food for the love of him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner, which is one of the verses of the Surah Ad-Dahr or Surah Al-Insan. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Fatima salamullah alayha had some barley, which she made into a sweet paste. When they had finished cooking it and placed it on the table, a poor man came and said, may Allah have mercy on you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. Ali alayhi salam stood up and gave him a third of it. Soon afterwards, an orphan came and said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. Ali alayhi salam again stood up and gave him a third. Subsequently, a prisoner came and said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. So Ali alayhi salam gave him the last third, and they did not even taste of the bread that the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha had made. So in honoring them, Allah the Exalted sent down the Quranic verses until, and your endeavor has been well appreciated, which is an allusion to the self-sacrifice and the altruism of the family of the Prophet when they gave their sustenance to the poor and the needy and the orphan and the prisoner of war. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of altruistic people in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.